Grace and peace to you from God our Creator and Jesus Christ our Savior. Thank you for having me with you tonight, and thank you Pastor Lita and Pastor Michael for this parable, because when I first sat down to think about what I was going to say tonight, I was a little bit stumped, and it took a lot of thinking and a lot of praying to figure out what I wanted to say to you all. Pastor Michael said it earlier, but for those of you who may not know me, my name is Kari Von Bernuth, and I'm one of the FOCO LU interns that works with the middle and high schoolers at the four ELCA churches in Fort Collins. A part of my job as a FOCO LU intern is planning high school youth group, which I absolutely love. But this year has proved to be a difficult year for planning, and not because of anything that the youth have done, but because of what has been happening in our world. The last time that it was my turn to plan youth group was during the month that the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault allegations were starting to come out and gain traction, and the Sutherland Springs church shooting happened, and then the day after that, the CSU library was evacuated due to a bomb threat. Now, I firmly believe that the church is a place where the injustices in our world should be present in conversation, and that our youth deserve to have meaningful conversations in youth group about the things that affect their lives and that they hear in the news. And so, as I was planning, I knew that I wanted to talk about the injustices that were happening, but I had no clue how to do that. How can you have meaningful and productive conversations about such terrible things? I really don't think that there is a perfect way to talk about injustices, but we certainly tried. We talked about sexual assault and the shootings and the violence. Were they perfect conversations that solved the problems of sexual assault and violence? No, not even close. But they were authentic conversations that provoked deep thinking about our role in this world. In our gospel reading for tonight, we hear of another unjust situation. In this story, we see a widow as our protagonist. Now, widows during Jesus' time would have had almost no rights, agency, or any way to provide for themselves. Begging was really the only way that a widow could survive, which makes it all the more astounding that a widow valued herself enough to confront the unjust judge and demand justice over and over and over again. And her persistence pays off, despite the fact that society viewed her as nothing, the lowest of the low. She loved herself enough to know that she deserved justice. And she continued to bother the unjust judge until she received the justice she knew she could get. And that brings us to the judge. The gospel story tells us that he neither feared God nor had respect for people. So why would he have this change of heart? I can't imagine it would be that much of a hassle to take the 2 seconds every time she came to tell her to go away. Perhaps a bigger motivator was that the constant visits from the lowest of the low were starting to affect his standing in society. Perhaps too much negative attention was being directed towards him because of this woman's persistence. Either way, the woman made it too uncomfortable for the judge to keep withholding justice. She forces that unjust judge to act in a just way. Which then brings us to our third character, God. God is compared to the unjust judge because where the judge fails, God does not. God is justice. God listens to us and to our prayers, and God does not delay in helping us. But I think that God is so much more than just a person sitting on the other end of the phone waiting for us to call him. God is in our lives and walks with us everywhere we go, is in everything we do. And as I read about the widow's persistence, I can't help but think that sense of self-love that she has that allows her to declare to the world that she deserves justice like everybody else, that sense of self-love comes from God. When the world tells the widow that she doesn't deserve anything from life, God tells her that she deserves love and she deserves justice. God just loves. And through that, the widow is enabled to enact justice in the world. And can't we do the same? Can't we continually trust God and know that God just loves us? That God is always there to listen and to walk with us? We can persist in our prayer to God, knowing that God listens, knowing that God loves us, and knowing that God wants justice for us and for our broken world. And then we can go out into the world and demand justice in the way the widow demands justice, fully knowing that God is demanding that same justice from the world. God loves justice, and God just loves. We are called to do the same. Amen.